Koloni, Taloha ni, Talofa lava, Malo le soifu, ma le langi mama, Kia orana, Malo elelei, Fakalofa lahiatu, Talofa, Koku mele mele puka, Mau, mai te ama, E momo lava pikia, pe te tato tamana I te langi, mo tana tauhinga, Mana haka manuianga, mo ki tato uma. Mo te ola, ma te maalohi, ku maue ki tato, Kau ka tino ingi tato tamohaina benei. Ia. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica House. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and East Tamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population, Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that we may have the tools and knowledge to make better lifestyle choices. Our sponsors, Waitemata District Health Board is the largest New Zealand DHB in New Zealand, which protects, improves and promotes the health of our people and communities.
Talofa Lava and Te Ama Community Radio Program is promoting the well-being of Pacifica people. Each week, you'll hear interviews with studio guests giving advice on health, education, employment, housing and other support services that encourage wellness and foster healthy, happy lives for Pacifica people in New Zealand. This morning, we are so blessed and privileged to have Robson Tavita joining us right here in the studio. But as we do, firstly, we acknowledge our Heavenly Father for waking us up this morning and for his gift of life, the many blessings that he has bestowed upon us all, our families, our community, and our country. Therefore, we invite his presence with us here this morning with a word of prayer. E momo lava na tatu si fata silvi inga, malifa ptare te maile langi, molo na lofa tu noa, mawa tatu tue malifu maile ni taya fo. Moana famanuyanga e tele, ai maise ola na tau singa mo I tatu umalava. Oli me leo la amatai nai la tatu pokalame, ile tatalo, tatu tatalo, pura tatu.
Kawira tatu, Father God in heaven, we give glory and honor to you for your love, grace and mercy. We come before your throne of grace, Lord, with thankfulness. And today before we invite our guest, Robson Tavita, to share the ministry and service that he's involved in, we just want to uphold you and to acknowledge you. Father, we pray, at this moment we'd like to uphold his auntie, Maliele. You know what the family has been going through, some trying times, and Lord, we all believe in the power of prayer. We've seen miracles, and we ask that you continue to bless his auntie, his mom, his family, all of them. At this point, we also like to pray for others who are needing your healing. I mentioned my dad as well at this moment, and everyone else. Lord, please be in this discussion, this talk today. We especially want to uphold the young people that will be discussing things about, sharing things about, and just want to thank you for the staff at Tui La Pea Youth Mentoring Service. Be in our midst this moment, and may the words that come out of our mouths and our hearts, Lord, be from you, that they bring healing and help to those in need. This is our prayer. In your name we pray, Lord. Amen.
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 Someone said that in this life
song has been dedicated to Robson's auntie, Malie, and to those who are ill out there. I'll just let Robson say a few things. A shout out to his family.
Oh, Taroba, good morning, everyone. Thank you so much. I just really sort of want to acknowledge your Heavenly Father for everything that he's done, and I'm truly blessed to be here, and I'm very honored. And I just really want to acknowledge my auntie Marley Lam, who's still in Waikato Hospital at the moment, and I'm just really sort of thinking of her. And also want to acknowledge my my aunties Lucia and Abola, who are here from Australia, and of course my mother Tabauta Sitavita in Henderson, West Auckland. So yeah, and just acknowledge my wife and my kids, as always, and also my brothers and sisters at times, Dale and Nicole and everyone else at times. So I'm very honoured, ladies, to be here, and I'm looking forward to chatting.
And we'll continue to uplift our special guest Robson with prayers for the auntie and mum and family. Te Ama Pacifica Health Radio, Talofa and Kiorana. To all our beautiful listeners, good morning. Special greetings for our Papa and retired Pastor Tena Tawairangi. Thank you for being you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. With love and prayers from Te Ama. And now we welcome our guest speaker, Robson Tavita, Chief Executive Twilaipe Mentoring Trust. Fatalofa to Rob, Malole Soifua, Malilangi Mama, Talofa Lava, Fafitai Mole Malio Mal Netaya.
Fafitaila Vaneavno.
And to our beautiful listeners, Robson aims to lead the delivery of Catholic change in the Auckland community that makes a real difference in the lives of Pacifica and Māori youth and their families. In his former role as a youth development worker for the New Zealand Police, Robson frequently came across Pacifica and Māori youth who didn't have the literacy skills to do something as basic as written an apology letter. The numbers of young people who were unable to read or write stuck with Robson, and in 2010 he established TIMS in memory of his late father, Tuilaepa Ropisone Tabita. Robson's dad, Tuilaepa, came to New Zealand from the island of Samoa with nothing but his personal self-belief and dedicated his whole life making sure his family grew up understanding the importance of honesty, integrity, loyalty, and a good work ethic. It is these values that Robson is committed to passing on to the young people that he works with. Robson holds a Bachelor of Social Practice and a Postgraduate Diploma in Teaching. He is currently studying towards a Postgraduate Diploma in Not-for-Profit Management. Robson has over 30 years of experience working with young people both personally and professionally. Just want to share this statement with what our clients are saying. If I can just affirm all the great progress that our boys are showing at school in their confidence, physical health, and their learning, much of which is attributable to the great work that their mentor is doing. And that is Tuilaepa Mentoring Trust. Welcome again, Robson Tavita.
Thank you, Fanny.
Robson, just going on back on a few things that Fale has just mentioned in regards to your involvement in the New Zealand Police, and then we'll come on to what you're actually currently doing at the moment. First of all, are you able to share us with us a bit of your background?
Sure. Yeah. Yep. Definitely. Born and bred here in beautiful country of New Zealand. One of the first Pacifica wave of Samoans to move out in West Auckland in 73. Mm-hmm. And my parents migrated to Henderson, West Auckland. And we have been there ever since. A product of Henderson South and Bruce McLaren and Henderson High, which okay. I'm very proud of. And just really sort of saw sport as any Pacifica young men is an opportunity to and travel the world and around New Zealand.
Wow.
Playing professional basketball and really sort of and made a great deal of friends and family, and from there came back and I saw the huge value of the ability of being able to build rapport and establish friendships, and that's sort of the key ingredient that you need as a social worker. So came to Unitec and got my postgrad diploma, my bachelor's in social work, and 2004 I was blessed to be able to work in a police youth development program based out in South Auckland, which to this day I credit to being able to learn a vast of my experiences in the West South Auckland area, and just saw the huge need that we were. We're very blessed to have an ability to work with all the youth offenders, and I just felt there was a huge gap as I was appearing before a lot of Board of Trustees meetings, and I was dealing with a lot more schools.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just had the huge tragedy of losing my father in 2005, and then I just wanted to go back home, and I wanted to honour my father and honour everything that he did for us, what Folly spoke about, and then just really honoured my mum and everything that she did for us, and I created the Tolepa Youth Mentoring Service, known as TIMES, with a huge focus of positive peer support and positive mentoring, and then sort of the educational component came through it, because we were working through a lot of schools, and just really sort of, you know, being a leader myself, if I wanted to preach education, I had to be an educator. So, in 2013, I went back to Auckland University and got my postgrad diploma in education, and that's how academic mentoring came.
Yeah.
Brompton, you're looking very young, if I could just come in here. To our beautiful listeners, you know, I wish you could see him. He's not only young, but he's very tall and handsome.
Basketballer.
And yes, and so I just wanted to acknowledge that. But what I really like about part of your profile is that your dad, Tuilaepa, came to New Zealand from the island of Samoa with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But his personal self-belief, I really like that, you know, and dedicated his whole life making sure his family grew up.
Mm.
You know, like any loving parents want the best for their children. And then he even taught you the understanding of the importance of honesty, integrity, loyalty, and good work ethic. I know I can say this for all of us here. There's two beautiful ladies joining you know, Robson and myself, that's Maxine and Adeline, and I'm sure that we've all been brought up this way, you know, to be good, to be polite. You know, I was brought up in Samoa in a very strict upbringing.
Yeah.
The way you look, the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you dress, you know, we're brought up to be very falualo, have that respect.
Mm-hmm.
So we grow up, and listening to you, what can we do together to maintain these qualities of life?
I guess it all goes back to the, you know, I pay homage and credit to my parents who like I said, my father came from Samoa. He was a police officer in Samoa, and unfortunately he wasn't able to join the police here in New Zealand with different circumstances, and then instead of just, you know, trying to seek out his own goals and do things that he wanted to do, he just sort of settled down and really sort of he just went about his business and got a job that he stayed at for almost 35 years, which is unheard of is today, you know, and met my mum at PIC Newton, and Tamar married them in 69, and just really sort of saw the huge need of moving out from central Auckland and Grey Lynn, and really saw the greener pastures out on West Auckland. And I still remember to the day when we first got our first home, and my parents giving thanks to Heavenly Father for providing the roof over our heads, yeah. and the clothing. And but the biggest thing was that my parents really instilled into us was the true testimony of our Heavenly Father and His teachings, and also the huge whasau mō. Even though me and my brothers are New Zealand born, you know, we fight kagalo every Sunday, every day, do Bible reading, and really sort of maintained our whasau mō. I mean, our Kaukala in our language is still a little bit vai-vai, but, you know, to this day, we still are able to converse with our parents and converse with my aunties and everything else. And, you know, and it all goes back to my parents. And, I guess this is where sort of the why times was a huge need, because all the mentors, my GM, and all the guys that work are all my close personal friends, and this is the reason why, because they knew my dad, and they knew how he was, and we talk about the loko alofa of our family, and just being able to share that with all the kids today, because you know, a lot of our kids that come to us don't have their alofa in their hearts. You know, they love that they need. We break a lot of stereotypes of big men not being able to cry. I'm one of the biggest crybabies, even though my I have a very big body and very tall and everything. I'm very the biggest softy. I cry just exactly like my dad. So I've inherited my father's way of. The way that he expresses himself, he was very emotional, so I'm very emotional myself. So my sort of personal attributes all comes to my family.
Nice to meet you, Robson.
Yes.
And earlier you mentioned that your Samoan name is Alualu.
Yes.
You know what Alualu is, eh?
Yes.
Go.
Yeah.
And I bet you that's what you're doing. But yeah, you mentioned earlier that your father is from Malie, the village of Malie.
No, my mum is from Malie.
Oh, and your father?
My father's from Salavalu and Savai.
What I'm trying to say here is that I am always proud of our Samoan people who were born in here in New Zealand.
Yes.
And is influenced in our own language. It's amazing. It's really good. Because even my family who are born here, they're not fluent in Samoan. So it's nice to see you, to hear that your Samoan is very good.
My mum would disagree.
you're doing very well.
Good day.
Nice to hear all your, you know, what you're here for. And yeah, just go along. Go. That's your name. Yeah.
Robson, I'm just, we're going to just focus now on, thank you for sharing, on the Tui Laiapai youth mentoring side of things. Can you, I think you mentioned a little bit of it, but could you just elaborate a little bit more on what exactly was the point that made you want to, to develop this trust, this service?
So the Tulepi Youth Mentoring Service, also known as TIMES, was sort of developed out of sort of a huge need and a gap of a real lack of positive Pacifica agencies and organizations that are sort of supporting our kids in education. And we were seeing a high number of young people, Pacifica young people, that are sort of disengaged or had no interest in education, you know, because A lot of our kids weren't suited to the model of the education system that there was provided. And as you know, our Pacifica young people are more hands-on type of people. They're able to express themselves through other ways of doing it. And I know there's a huge number of intellectual Pacifica people out there will probably disagree, but with a lot of the young people that we are dealing with, they're more expressional through certain other Times was really sort of a huge sort of an idea that was with me for a long time when I was with the police. And I just really sort of saw the huge need of getting our positive males Pacifica, regardless of, you know, what ethnicity they were, and to be able to go in and support our schools, support our teachers, support our principals, and really sort of provide their real positive person in the young person's lives. And I guess the huge numbers that we're getting now on our books, we're dealing with a lot more younger age group, and we're in a very big demand with very limited resources. But we're truly blessed to have a good man in our GM, Dale Rasmussen, who is able to maximise and really sort of be able to stretch and really sort of be able to help with our resources and be able to get things over the line, because in this day and age, with funding and everyone else who are bigger than us, who are able to attract a lot of those different funders, and God is looking after us and blessing us having Dale at the helm to be able to lead us and provide that leadership that we need to move our bar. It's going really well.
Yeah, that's good. I can see you really do have a passion for, you know, this kind of service for young people. You've just mentioned here even just simple things that young people aren't quite able to do, literacy skills. You know, I mean, even just writing a basic apology letter or any letter, or even simple life skills.
Yeah.
How are you able to help young people develop these skills?
Yeah, I guess what we first started doing is that we were able to look at the huge need that our mentors now that have been sort of necessary, that they've been sort of trained in the sort of an educational component where a lot of them can actually do numeracy literacy testing.
Right.
We have different programs to gauge on where the young people are at, and really sort of, you know, provide educational programs. We also provide pastoral care programs.
Okay.
We also provide health and well-being programs, cultural identity programs, community connection programs. So it's not just about sort of the educational part of it. It's also the life skills, or the soft skills that we also are providing and teaching them. And that sort of segues into what we're doing at the moment is that we've sort of proud that we've got a lot of our programs are all evidence-based.
Okay.
And we do have great data and great information that is well provided by our awesome research and evaluate Coletta, who's able to find the huge gaps in the needs in the young person, and we are able to present it back to sort of our key funders. And with the data that we're getting, we are able to gauge and find the reasons why, and part of it is what I talked about off air, was the executive function of the young person being underdeveloped. And for those listeners out there, the executive function is that frontal lobe of the brain where the young person is able to organize, he's able to make decisions, he's able to show the emotions where if that's underdeveloped, it's because it's a lot of what they call toxic stresses that is going on in the young person's life. And the toxic stresses are high risk factors. And high risk factors are such as, like I said, drug and alcohol,
right.
You know, the gangs. But we're finding new toxic stresses, which are transient living, where, you know, we have kids who are living out of a suitcase. They don't know where they're living from 1 week to another week. We have young people who are, one of their parents are in prison, so they don't have that positive person in their life, you know, to be able to. And then we have, you know, mothers who are sort of stressed and unable to cope. And then, you know, the high needs of grandparents who come in and take over, you know. So, yeah, and that's sort of the basis of why Times came about, was providing that need. But now we've gone beyond that to not providing just mentoring programs, but we're providing a lifestyle change.
That's very it's very comforting and heartwarming to know that, you know, your services out there to care for these young people who generally would think that there's no hope, that they're not loved, they're not being cared for. Even the parents who are struggling to take care. And then we have the grandparents as well who can only do it for a little while.
Yes.
Because then they need caring themselves.
That's true.
Yeah. It's interesting to hear that you have an evaluation system, a needs assessment system, so you've got a good staff and support.
Oh, you have to. You know, in this day and age, with everyone who is out there providing a great service, you need to prove and really show the changes that you are making in the young person, and that can only be done through evaluation and sort of great data collection. And I saw the huge value in sort of providing that information, and I knew that me being a great orator, but I'm not a great writer, and I was blessed to be able to contact a woman named Nadine Metsu from Point Research, and she saw the huge vision that I had in Times and really sort of, and yeah, and then she's just introduced me to our to wonderful people that are now part of our board. I want to acknowledge sort of my chair, Rebecca Davis, who's our chair, who came through NADS, and Elise Myers from Point Research, who's on our board. And so, yeah, it's sort of that groundbreaking sort of evolution of just not just tossing a basketball and just doing a few times tables. Now it's moved into a new plane of teaching our young people on how to make positive choices in their lives and making better opportunities in their lives. So yeah, so I guess that's why the whole reason why. And I like to acknowledge that Colette is our first female Samoan evaluator who's just completed her master's. So just want to acknowledge that as well.
That's good. And it's obvious that all these people on your staff are like-minded like you. They have the same vision, they have the same passion for our young people. It's interesting to note also that you started in 2010, and in a short time, this will be like the seventh year, this year, that you've been able to develop quite a lot of things in place, put a lot of things in place to assist the young. And I think for the listeners, this is mainly just for the young men. And I asked you before about the ages. Maybe if you can just say a bit on that.
I guess in 2010, it was, I really sort of started way back when my father passed, and sort of, but in its sort of infancy in 2010, I just really sort of was just really sort of going along with sort of the little funding that I did have, and in 2014, it sort of our life changed when. I acknowledge Foundation North, who saw the positive sort of the vision and the dream of that I had, and they came on and provided the Catalyst for Change fund for our program, which in turn changed a lot of people's lives around, such as Dale, our GM, who is a qualified lawyer. And for him to see the, you know, my passion and see the vision, and for him to postpone or put his law degree on hold to come and support me in this, you know, it's really, yeah, like every day I give thanks to Heavenly Father for sending the help to me. And then it just all fell into place. You know, my wife works for, Mary Ellen works for me, works for the trust, and then and then just to be able to hire all my close personal friends, who I consider my brothers, that I've known since they were 10. Like, I've known Dale since he was 10. I've known all my close, you know, so they, basically, they are all my ainga, and they do really well. And but, yeah, just getting back to your question, was really sort of, yeah, it was sort of something that, it was a huge need. It's not sort of an empire that we're it's sort of that my father's legacy, and my parents' legacy that I want to leave, and I want that my sons to be say that their father did really well, you know, while he was here, and really sort of have all these people that come, you know, and acknowledge me and say, you know, honestly, this guy saved me, and that is more important than any funding that you can ever receive.
Yes.
And that's the blessing that I'm more after than any sort of acknowledgement stuff. So,
You've mentioned you give tribute, credit, and honor to your parents. And by doing that, you actually are honoring God as well and helping
others.
So that's really good. For those of you who've just tuned in, you're listening to our guest speaker, Robson Tabita, and you're listening to Te Ama on Radio FM 104.6. At this point, we're going to go for a break, and we'll be back on here, so stay tuned. We're all champions. For those of you who are listening, who've just tuned in, you're listening to Te Ama Community Service on Planet FM 104.6. And this morning we have our guest Speaker Robson Tabita. And I've got just another question for you, Tabita. If you could, Robson, if you could just share with us what a day looks like. What does a day look like at
No 2 days are alike. No way. They our mentors really provide a real sense of fun atmosphere, mm-hmm. with bringing in our kids to they either do their melaonga and really sort of provide a real good day for them. Mm-hmm. We have a gym, mm-hmm. that we do our physical education programs and. But normally our day consists of what our mentors plan for them. So part of their pastoral care is they either organise a sort of cultural identity program or the community connection, life skills plan, and the real important part of our program is that we. We need to provide these opportunities, mm-hmm. for them to actually, expand their bandwidth, mm-hmm. in the executive function and really sort of provide a real sense of they've left at times for the day and they've had a great day. And the one thing that I do want to acknowledge is that, we've written and we've done a lot of great programs. Mm-hmm. And, acknowledging my wife who's written a lot of our great programs and she's done a wonderful job. And but I guess for times and without the key people, without the mentors that we do have, without them, our programs would not work. So, as much as, I've created this and created having people like Dale and everyone else without mentors, with the people with the, like I said, the loko lofa for our, you know, because they go above and beyond. You know, they go and pick up all their kids during the weekends. You know, they go and support them at sports. They take them to the pools and to the movies, you know, and they do it at their own cost, you know. And this is what our young people are missing. They're missing the opportunity to having someone that really have that sort of empathy and care, to really sort of know what a parent is, is there and what he's meant to do, you know. I was finding a lot more of these sort of kids and say in the, when I was with the police, where a lot of the kids who were stealing and some of the police, you know, the guys who would not look at the underlying issues of why he stole, you know, instead of just looking at the name and what he did on the piece of paper, look beyond it.
Yeah, the cause.
Yeah, so if you looked at what he stole, you know, one falawa, one hand, you know, it's not, you know, it's a necessity, you know. So I guess, you know, going back to my mentors, they you know, without them and being able to provide what they do, because, again, they add such a huge value to what we do, and this is the reason why, you know, we have these guys on our staff, is because they're great fathers themselves, they're great brothers, they're great sons to their family, and I just want to acknowledge,
thank you for sharing that. Just before Maxine asks the question, you say that you feed them, you give them, and there's a service in that you mentioned previously who provides food for people.
So we've got a great partnership with Kiwi Harvest, and want to acknowledge Kiwi Harvest for, so they deliver produce, food, and fruit for our families, and we divide them up and put them into food parcels. And if you don't know, in our Whasa Mō way, that anything that we do, we always, when we do home visits, we always do a meal offer.
Yeah.
And, you know, and show the whanau to our families by showing up and providing the food and what they need. And this is how you get the buy-in. You know, we're different from other agencies because it's built into us the huge values of what our parents have taught us, and that's what we need to show to our families that we work with.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, hello, hello again. What are the ages of the children that you're dealing with every day?
It's sort of, it was supposed to be a certain age between 16 and 22, and because my alofa for the younger kids, I wanted it to do it younger, and
good,
because, you know, again, we're dictated by our funders on what particular age group that we do, but having an awesome board and being able to have a great management team, we've been able to sort of extend our age group from as young as 6 now to 22, and so we're working on a lot more primary and intermediate schools, where instead of a sort of intervention plans, we're working on prevention plans, and I think that's where we need to really start working. And I know that my wife has a huge passion for ECE, which is early childhood, and that's where a lot of our kids who are leaving early childhood centres with a lot of the toxic stresses, and that's where we need to start working.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you for sharing that and for your question, Maxine. We have only a few more minutes to go. Robson, want to thank you for sharing.
No worries.
Just two quick questions. Where are you located at? And then a final message that you have for our listeners to take with them.
Sure. So we're located in the heart of West Auckland of Rānui in Swanson, on Swanson Road, 644 Swanson Road. And we just welcome anyone who is coming through and being able to have a look at what we do and provide any opportunities. We do work closely with Unitech and other tertiary organization to wanting to do placement, and and I guess this is the reason why our model is really sort of different from anything else, just because it incorporates as much as we teach our social working services and our models that we have. It's all encompassed by our whasaamo and all our culture and everything that we do, and the acknowledgement of all our teachings from our parents.
Thank you so much, Robson. We acknowledge and we affirm the mentoring services that you provide in honor and tribute to your dad, you know, and we just pray that it continues to develop, to progress, because you're doing an awesome job. And I know that a lot of young people will be blessed and will totally appreciate and benefit from the services you provide. So our prayers and our best wishes go with you.
Thank you.
And thank you so much.
Robson Fafitai Tele Lava, Mayamanu Yangalwing of Yangai Moe, Molitupulanga, Awataya.
Fafitai Lava. I just want to acknowledge, my father and just the last story that he had was that when I was 13, he kissed me and I was embarrassed, and he said, "No matter how old you are, son, I will always kiss you." So my message out to our families out there, you know, awa whakamā to kiss your kids every day and tell them I love you, because at the end of the day, that's what they need. And also, I just want to acknowledge my mentor Sai and his mother, who's going through an ordeal at the moment. So I love you, Sai. So our prayers are with you and your mum. Your birthday, love and have not. Thank you so much.
Therefore,
thank you.
Love you too, Rob. God bless you.
God bless. Oh, it's lovely to be here. I feel honored to be here and listen to Alu Alu.
Thank you.
Have
an awesome day, everyone out there, and God bless.
God bless.
God bless everyone.